Hello and welcome to a special Mozart anniversary edition of Encore with me, David Vaughan.
And I'm Patricia Goodson.
And I think you'll probably recognise that particular piece of music. It's from Mozart's opera Don Giovanni and marks the moment when the commendatore, the father of a girl who Don Giovanni has seduced, comes back. Well, he's been murdered, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. He comes back from the dead to pull Don Giovanni down to hell. But what not so many people know is that Don Giovanni was written in part in Prague.
And indeed it was premiered here in 1787.
And Mozart did have an exceptionally good relationship with the city of Prague. And in fact it's often said that his music was generally far better appreciated here than in Vienna.
Oh, definitely. And the city is celebrating that all year long with the Mozart 2006 Festival, because 2006 marks the 250th anniversary of the composer's birth.
In fact, January the 27th, which was just a couple of days ago. So, Patricia, what was Mozart's relationship with Prague? He had travelled when he was a child prodigy all around Europe with his sister and parents, and he'd met royalty and nobility, but he didn't actually come to Prague as a child, did he?
No, he only came here as an adult, although he did visit Brno as a child. And he came to Prague three times, first in January and February of 1787, then again in the fall of that year, and again in August and September of 1791, the year he died. On his first visit, he was delighted and amazed to find that his opera, The Marriage of Figaro, had been a huge popular success here. And we can hear about this in his own words. Here is something from a letter he wrote to a friend not long after Figaro had premiered in Prague.
Well, shall I read this?
Yeah.
Okay, it says, I drove with Count Canal to what's known as the Breitfeld Ball, where the most beautiful women of Prague habitually gather. I didn't dance or flirt with them, but I was happy to watch all these people leaping around in sheer delight at the music of my Figaro, which has been turned into nothing but contra dances and German dances. Here they talk of nothing but Figaro. Nothing is played, sung or whistled, except Figaro. No opera is as well attended as Figaro, and nothing but Figaro. That's a great honour to me. So Figaro really had, if we believe Mozart's own words, taken Prague by storm. But what does he actually mean there, where he says it's been turned into contra dances and German dances?
Well, this was the time before copyright law existed, some 30 years, I think. So a composer could make money by selling a piece once to a publisher, or by playing his own music in private subscription concerts and not publishing the music, but hanging on to it himself. But once a piece was out there, any musician could, and many, many did, arrange the music for, say, dance band or wind band or any sort of ensemble, and they could sell it and they perform it and could certainly profit from it. And for Mozart, this was totally natural. It was just how things were. So he was fairly canny, though. He used the popularity of Figaro while he was in Prague to his own advantage by giving a concert there during which he premiered what is called his Prague Symphony. And he performed his own piano concerti at this concert, and because the reaction had been so enthusiastic, he improvised on themes for a whole half hour from the opera and left the audience in raptures.
If only they'd had recordings in those days, it must have been amazing. And of course the improvisation is lost forever, but what we can hear, so let's listen to it now, is some of the Prague Symphony. So let's have a little bit of the first movement.
Thank you.
that's absolutely sublime, the opening of Mozart's Prague Symphony. And from his remaining letters, it seems as though Mozart had a pretty good time here in Prague. He seemed to spend his time going to aristocratic balls and staying in the palaces of the nobility, so he wasn't just sitting composing.
No, and what's wonderful is most of these palaces he visited or stayed in still exist. For example, the Thun Palace, where he stayed on his first visit, is now the British Embassy. The Clam Gallas Palace now houses the City of Prague archives. I believe Mozart went to some parties there, and it's still used for concerts. The Strahov Monastery, where Mozart improvised on the organ, is still active.
And the organ is still there, isn't it?
It's still in use, yes. And the Liechtenstein Palace is now, most suitably, the Academy of Music. And the house called the Three Golden Lions, which was an inn he stayed in, is still there. And the Pachta Palace, which is a luxury hotel.
So the list goes on, and legend has it that Mozart wrote his 6 German dances at the Pachter Palace when Count Pachter tricked him by inviting him to dinner, and instead of leading him into the dining room, apparently he steered him into a room with only a desk, a chair, and manuscript paper and ink, and asked him to write some obviously long-promised dances. This sounds quite typical of Mozart, who wasn't particularly disciplined, I think, when it came to commissions. And an hour later, so the story goes, the dances, all 6 of them, were ready. So I think that's a good cue for us to hear one of the dances.
Okay.
Mozart's German Dance No. 1, composed here in Prague. And I think you really can imagine a ballroom full of dancers with that particular piece, can't you?
Yes, they really dance to this.
And anyway, another Prague residence famously associated with Mozart is the Bertramka Villa, which was the home of the celebrated singer Josefa Dušek, or Duškova, or Josefina, and her husband, the composer František, or Franz Xavier Dušek, which is now a Mozart museum where concerts to this day are frequently held. And in fact, if you listened to the programme 2 days ago, to our edition of The Arts, you will have heard all about the Villa Bertramka, and you can still find that on our website. So, Patricia, can you tell us a little bit more about Mozart and Bertramka?
Well, he stayed here on his second visit in October 1787, and he was very, very happy there. As you know, it's a rather idyllic spot, even though it's surrounded by all sorts of roads and hotels and things. It still has its charming country character. And while he was there, he wrote a dramatic scene for Madame Dušek, or Duškova, called Bella mia fiamo, addio resta o cara. There is a similar story here to the Pachta tale, as Mozart had promised Mrs. Duškova an aria, And she, by the way, was an extremely important musician, a leading light of the Prague scene at that time, and a good friend. And when he showed no sign of writing one, she supposedly locked him in a garden hut until he produced it. So let's listen now to some of this unusual piece. That was the opening of Bella Mia Fiamo Addio, a concert scene that Mozart wrote for the singer Josefa Duszkova.
There is a much more celebrated piece associated with Prague, the Clarinet Concerto in A, which he wrote for the Czech clarinetist and basset hornist Anton Stadler.
Yes, Mozart's third trip to Prague had been for a last-minute commission for an opera to celebrate the coronation of the Emperor Leopold II in Prague. This opera was Clemenza di Tito, and sadly it was not a success. But Stadler, who had played some hard, demanding solos in it, requested this concerto, which Mozart sent to him after having returned to Vienna.
And that was really only just before Mozart died. In fact, in Vienna, as is well known, when he died in December 1791, he was unceremoniously put into an unmarked grave. But it couldn't have been more different here in Prague. A Requiem Mass was quickly organised. Incidentally, it wasn't his own Requiem, but it was one by Ursula Rossetti. And it was performed at St. Nicholas's Church in the Lesser Quarter. And no less than 4,000 people came to pay their respects.
He was very truly loved in Prague. So let's close today with the slow movement of the Clarinet Concerto.
But just before we leave, thank you all very much for joining us for this slightly longer edition of Encore to mark Mozart's birthday, his 250th birthday. If you would like to contact us, don't forget that our address is Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or you can send us an email to english@radio.cz, or you can see a text version of this programme on our website as well, or you can hear the programme as well on our website. That's www.radio.cz. And I'm sure that in the course of the year, at some point, we'll be coming back to Mozart. So from me, David Vaughan.
And Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.